Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Baylor, and towards Garner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Cardi moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Lowenstein moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Cardi moves to third. Mike Norris now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Duffy. North moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians 3, Athletics 3. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Joe Rudy now playing first base. Jim Todd now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Thomas now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney bunts towards the mound. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Garner moves to third. Haney moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy is walked intentionally. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Garner scores. Haney moves to third. Rudy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spikes for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. North steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudy is walked intentionally. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carty hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards first. Rudy scoops it up and throws to first, with Garner covering, for the out. Ashby moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashby moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashby scores. Manning moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats North for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-4 in the game. Spikes is hit by the pitch. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Joe Rudy. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Lentz moves to second. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. Bando bunts towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. Lentz moves to third. Tovar moves to second. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McMullen is walked intentionally. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.